Bittersweet, written by Colleen McCulloch and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. Kitty was the one with the romantic imagination, but was saved from a spiritual beauty the equal of her physical by a tongue that could be caustic or salty or both. It was her defense against all those rhapsodies of praise, for it took people aback and made them think there must surely be more to her than just a beautiful face. The bouts of depression, though they called it Kitty's dumps, that assailed her whenever Maud pierced her defences, were an ordeal helped only by her sisters, who knew all the reasons why, and rallied themselves behind her until the crisis was over. In school examination she did well, until mathematics reared its ugly hydra heads. She it was who took the essay prizes and expressed herself extremely well on paper. Maud loathed Edda, always the ringleader in opposition to her plans for her girls, especially Kitty. Not that Edda cared. By the time she was 10 years old, she was taller than her stepmother, and when fully grown, towered over Maud in a way that complacent lady found as uncomfortable as menacing. The pale eyes stared like a white wolf's, and on the rare occasions when Maud suffered a nightmare, her dream tormentor was always Edda. It had given Maud great pleasure to talk the rector out of making the monetary sacrifices that would have let Edda do medicine, and she counted it her most satisfying triumph. Every time she thought of denying Edda her life's ambition, inside herself she purred. Had Edda only known who exactly had cast the deciding vote in her parents' debate on her medical career, things would have gone harder for Maud, but Edda didn't know. Caught between the irresistibly iron pressures of a wife and his own conviction that in denying Edda he was sparing her a life of pain, Thomas Latimer never breathed a word to anyone. As far as Edda knew, there simply had not been the money. Edda and Grace, Tufts and Kitty, all four packed the single suitcase she was allowed to take with her into this hospital world, and at the beginning of April 1926 reported for duty at the Corunda Base Hospital. "Typical," said Grace mournfully. "It's April Fool's Day."